Thursday, the 8th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. This year is Year B. Do you remember that? We talked a bit about it earlier in the year. What does Year B mean? It means we're reading slowly, mostly on Sundays, through the Gospel of St. Mark. And we're working our way slowly at the moment through Mark's chapter 1. And that's what we'll be looking at tomorrow, but it's also what we heard about last week when we heard about Jesus healing the many people. And so I thought we might like to just pick up last week's gospel for a moment with a little gospel contemplation. So a little gospel contemplation from Mark chapter 1. I'd invite you to close your eyes just to begin by imagining the scene. We're going to be praying with that part of the story where Jesus has healed Peter's mother-in-law. And then a whole lot of people from the town come to him. And he heals many different people. And I thought that might be a nice thing to pray with now. Let's imagine the scene. Jesus is at the home of Simon Peter and Andrew. And it's evening. And you might like to begin by just imagining, what might their house have looked like? They lived in quite a poor part of the world, in a rural part of the world. Imagine an ordinary, old-fashioned, rural little house. And the people know that that's where Jesus is. He's been preaching in the synagogue, and they come. They come and find him. So imagine the people coming to the house, maybe in ones or twos, knocking on the door, finding Jesus. Where might he be sitting? Inside the house, or in the doorway, or just outside the house? Different people coming, asking him to heal them. I imagine that you were one of those people. Maybe imagine watching, maybe as someone who's blind comes to Jesus. Watching as Jesus prays for them perhaps, or lays his hands on them, or speaks to them. And as you watch, you see the person be healed. Then you see another person come. Maybe this person might be deaf. Or maybe they have some sickness that's making them really uncomfortable. And again, watch how Jesus greets them. How does Jesus look at them? What might he say to them? Then imagine going up yourself to Jesus. Imagine Jesus looking at you. As Jesus looks at you, you know that he really, really sees you. He looks at you and sees you. What would you want to say to Jesus? What would you like to ask him? Imagine Jesus putting out his hand so you could put your hand in his. Listening to you as you speak to him. Spend a moment or two just talking to Jesus, telling him what's in your heart, and hearing his response. Lord, we ask that we might encounter you, meet you today, and see you, and that we might share our heart with you. Amen.